I'm just going for a walk with Poppy. I've hit one of those, I don't know if you get it, but when you've been active, very active for a period of time, not able to relax so well, and then all of a sudden your body just makes you relax, and I've been sleeping and sleeping. But yeah, just going for a walk over the fields, maybe get some food at the end to take back. Claude's away. She's at her mum's, so I'm on my own this weekend. It feels like it's about to rain rather heavily, actually, but I'm taking the chance. I've kind of walked out before realising that, so I've got soft suede shoes on over the fields. Could end up in disaster. Today I'm just going to be pottering about. I've got a film on my watch. I've got a new game to play on my iPad. I've been playing Real Racing, which is really, really good. I like racing games. It translates really well to the iPad because of the fact that it then becomes a steering wheel, effectively. But I've got this game called Minecraft, which we're running a server for our game community. Game community I run. And it's a kind of sandbox environment, which is graphically simple in the sense that it's very 8-bit. But is hugely complex in its range. There's a lot you mine for materials, and then you can build pretty much what you like. And there's lots of different materials around that have different physical properties, and you know, water and lava, for example, fire and ice. It's fun, and it's the sort of game that's being built very agile, and basically with a kind of new acceptance that graphical supremacy doesn't necessarily equal gameplay, and so it's compelling. I was playing last night for a couple of hours with a friend, and you can really do what you like, but we built a huge cavern and then built various things in there, like a forge, to be able to make new equipment. And I just proceeded to explore. But there's a survival mode where when it gets to night time, which is kind of in a cycle, zombies and killer pigs and things come out. There's pigs hopping around, there's chickens hopping around, you can farm if you like. It's the sort of game that you could probably be likened to many games. You could say, well, it could be like Farmville if you just decided to have a livestock area and concentrate on that. What it tends to be more like is chaotic Lego. We run two servers. One's a realism server where the other is just architectural creativity, and the other one is just a fun server where battles ensue and people build forts up to a certain time period and then attack each other, that kind of thing. Don't know if I'm explaining it very well. I'm quite new to it, the game. Took a bigger interest when I realised the community wanted to run it on my server, and it's a ram-hungry beast. But yeah, it's brilliant, really good. Tangential, boo. I don't normally talk about gaming. If you've ever played Garry's Mod, it's like a graphically simpler type of thing. It allows that level of creativity. That's not a great example. It's hard to explain to anyone who hasn't played it. Minecraft, anyway. You can play it in a browser on any computer. So watch a tutorial video if you like that sort of game, and have a play. Anyway, since I'm clearly just gibbering about computer games, I'll go. Purposely not talking about Love Fresh today. Day off. And try not to be so one-track minded. So, have a good one. See you later.